So, hello. I'm sitting in my back garden in the pitch black. Well, it's not completely pitch black. There's some lights on the bottom of the street. And the glow over the town. Next door's kitchen light's just come on. Probably guessed what I'm doing. It's the last tiny bit of the day. I had a really stressful day, so I thought I would bring my glass of wine out here, away from stress and everybody else. And I would peer into the sky and see if I see a shooting star. I know they're technically meteors from the Perseid thingy, but you know, I'm putting my wishful head on at the moment, my daydreaming. Or is it night dreaming if you're awake at night? I don't know. Never thought. Anyway, I'm sitting here watching. A bat? No, maybe it's a large moth. No, it could have been a bat. If it's a bat, it'll circle round. I do see quite a lot of bats because I live in one of the older parts of my town, and some very old buildings. My garden is a long strip garden. I've got this wild bit at the bottom. And sometimes I see newts and frogs. There's a fountain in the garden two doors away. It's making me want to wee. Surprisingly mild tonight. My wine is nice and cold. I also have present from that was given to me, Ferrero Rocher. Probably shouldn't mention names. Well, it's not the BBC, is it? Other nutty products are available. This is one of those selection boxes, and because it's pitch black, I can't see which one I've got. Can't get the fucking wrapper off. Pardon my French. I'm trying to look at the sky whilst just letting my fingers get the wrapper apart. Ah, that's got it. There's quite a few stars. Probably not pitch black enough for me to see anything. That was a coconut one. Quite nice. Anyway, clock says 11:45. My washing line's got a great big web on it. It's mostly in tatters because it's been breezy. Next door's chimney pot has got a weed growing right out the top of it. Tiles on my roof are all over the place. Having some repaired and due to rot. Ooh, breeze. I'm sitting here with not much on, in case you wondered. Nobody can see me, so. I just came out with my nightie on. I was going to go to bed. And then I was restless. And then I thought, fuck it, I'll record a bit of a ramble and pretend I'm in the garden, and I'm not, you know, I'll pretend I'm having a conversation, basically. The clouds are very wispy tonight, so there's still, you know, plenty of sky. There's a busy road in the distance. I'm sitting with the rustling of a great big cherry tree. That's in next door's garden. The new people that moved in the other side of me are a young family. They chopped every fucking thing down that was in there. Every single plant. And just laid lawn. It's what suits them, I suppose. Seems a shame sometimes. Well, maybe it was a moth because it never did circle back. Cover up my portable recording device because the light was shining too much. I did put some insect repellent on because one year I was sitting here and got bit on my ankle. Quite a lot of cloud just come over now. I didn't think it was moving that fast. The bit right above my head kind of looks like a ship. I mean, a really old, like a pirate ship, you know, with a big sail and several small sails. Hoist the main brace and all that. Maybe I've had too much wine. Maybe this is all fucking wasted time. I like the sound of trees. And that fountain sounds even louder now. My eyes have really quite adjusted to this dark spot in the sky, so I don't want to look at the lighter areas because maybe my pupils are dilated enough to see the tiniest speck, you know. Did you have to say speck? In that tone of voice, you can't just, you know, it's like teeny weeny has to be in that stupid voice. Oh, let's have another chocolate bucket. I swear a bit more when I've had a drink. Did you notice that? I mean, you have heard me talk dirty at times, I'm sure. I don't actually swear that much unless my inhibitions have been stripped away. What's that? Oh, it's an aeroplane. Blinking. Okay. This one's a lot easier to get into. It must just be an ordinary Ferrero. Nutty. Not me. Nutty as a fruitcake. The pirate ship has dissolved. Now it's more of a crazy paving or oh, over there, that looks like a submarine. Just a faint glow. It's got a porthole in the middle. And maybe that's what's left of the bow of the ship. Oh yes, I see now. Yeah. Over there is a gap in the clouds. And it's the gap rather than the clouds that's got a shape this time. It looks like a running man. Or maybe it's a running woman with really, really long hair trailing behind. I wonder if these things you spot in random shapes say anything about the person spotting them. Well, over there, that just has gone very cloudy now there. That looks like a big hand. Yeah, sort of like a fist. The lights come on next door. Must be a cat that's triggered it. If a fox jumps over the wall, I shall shit myself. Is it cool? Well, that's upset things because I'm nearly blinded by light. You'll probably hear the church bell ring soon. That'll be the last few embers of my birthday. Oh dear, I wasn't going to let that slip. It's been a funny day. Everybody's been so busy. And now that cloud there looks like a beautiful white stalk with its long, long white neck. You have seen the pictures of those ones that fly over the Himalayas. It's Sometimes they have the flag up on the church. I'm glad it's not up at the moment, because when it's breezy, it just makes such a flap, continuous flapping noise. Somebody's door's being locked for the night. Perhaps they nipped out for a fag. I mean, that's a cigarette to people who don't know. Security lights hasn't gone out. That looks like a rabbit with a black eye. Somebody's in a garden that backs onto us. I wonder if they're doing something they shouldn't be. Good luck to them. I'd be doing it if I could persuade somebody. Now that shape there reminds me of Stormtrooper's helmet. It's remarkable how fast the clouds are going, actually. It must be very windy. Pardon me, further up. Can't see that much of the sky at the moment. Evening primrose has finished giving off its scent. It's about 6 foot tall now. What's that on an aeroplane again? There's not much success rate at the moment. I wouldn't even mind just seeing a bat. Instead of that bloody great moth that made me. I look at the back of this row of houses. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 houses in this bit. All the lights are off. Maybe they're all in bed. Fast asleep already after a long working week. I'm definitely not in bed over there, because I can hear them laughing and giggling. I shall have almost finished my wine. Some weeding. I can see the thistle from over here. That's a strange shape. Looks like a kind of frown. And over there, looks like Scooby-Doo, but with his eyes shut. What's that? Oh, airplane. Green light, red light, green light, red light. I wonder if we will get the heat wave they keep on about. Got quite warm today. Oh, there's quite a few stars poking through there. Those two made that gap in the clouds look like two eyes. I wonder if the newt is crawling around trying to find some damp spot. I did water everything earlier. Very sandy, my garden. I'm just not used to it. I came from a clay garden where I lived for the last almost 20 years. Quite different. Plants I brought along with me all pegged out. Well, not quite all of them, but I need things more adapted to drought conditions. Mediterranean gardens are supposed to be nice. I like California poppies when they grow in gravel. Oh, that's peculiar. There's a gap in the clouds over there that looks just like a bite mark. I don't know why that came to me. It might have been something somebody said recently. I only see the stars through the gaps. It almost looks like they're playing a game, wandering, wiggling, hide and seek. I feel quite comfortable in my little green garden chair. I got a cardigan out because it's a bit too chilly for just a nightie. You can certainly feel the cool air. It's a bit tingly in certain areas that are a bit bigger than goose pimples, shall we say. If you were sitting next to me, I'd be flirting outrageously. Now the clock didn't strike, so they must have turned off the chimes.
They do.
In the summer, sometimes people complain it wakes them up. It's just gone past midnight. So that's the end of my... It's a lot more cloud now. Maybe I'll give up. Maybe I'll give up and just go to bed. And maybe I'll just snuggle up like all the other people. There's a big arc there. Oh, there's a gap. I see that shape. Reminds me of a scorpion. I suppose you just can't help your brain turning the random patterns into something that it can make sense of. Maybe there is a shape you've never seen in your life, and so you wouldn't recognize it in the sky. until you've seen a pattern of a real creature, you know, a real thing. Oh, I don't know, I'm probably talking rubbish. Last couple of sips. Time for another random chocolate. What will it be? Open sesame. I can't get the box open now. That's it, right? Don't look. What's this one? It's opening fairly easily. A chocolate one. Another airplane. I can hear it now. We've got a flight path that goes right over us, you see. Shape there looks like a woman kneeling, and that one there looks like a dentist chair. Oh, don't think of that. No. I still got to go back. I still haven't been to have it seen to. I suppose I have to wait till I'm in absolute agony. And then I'll go to the dentist. Any volunteers to come and hold my hand? Now that's quite amusing, because that cloud there is right above next door's, well no, not next door, but one and two, three doors down's chimney pot. So it actually looks as if the cloud's coming from their chimney pot. I mean, it's not. I think most of the chimney pots are redundant. I mean, used for airflow and for gas fires or something, but not proper fires. My house has got a proper fire, of course. I think you heard it on an audio when I had a fire going one winter. Even more cloud. Another aeroplane. I don't think I'm going to get a chance to make a wish this year. I don't really know what I'm wishing for anyway. I knew last year what I was wishing for. So, I've not had a birthday wish. When I was little, I used to think that my birthday wish had extra power if I saved it for seeing a shooting star the same night. It would kind of double the power and it would come true. It's funny how you can still hold on just a little bit to that. you know, hoping somehow luck would I never realised that the house five doors down has got a much smaller window. It looks like they bricked up part of it. People modernise things. I like the big windows. They've got tall ceilings in these houses. And I like that. Bit of sky. This is probably getting really boring for you, so I don't blame you if you've turned off. Now that shape there reminds me of a pterodactyl diving down quite dramatically. But the cloud below it wouldn't be its prey. It looks more like a, well, a carrot. I'm pretty sure that pterodactyls used to eat meat. Although maybe every so often I had a vegetable just to help with, you know, constipation or something. We all need our fibre. Well, since my wine has run out, I think I'll stop my ramble and say goodnight and sweet dreams. And if you want to find your way to me in a dream, I'd like that. I know you, I danced with you once upon a dream. Forgotten the words. I'll make them up. So wonderful too, and you held my hand, darling. The wind blew up my skirt, and the motorbike brummed. Silly. Good night then. Good night.